Key points, summing the whole thing up. First one is don't write down the chief complaint while the patient is talking. Now, sometimes patients will tell you, the reason I'm here is this. Okay, and you write it down. Then a doctor comes in and talks to them, and it's a completely different story. Yeah. Or you talk to them more, and you know that's they said that to get in the door, but that's not really why they're here. You know, I've had patients who come in for, you know, I've got an infection. And so you ask about this infection, and there really isn't an infection. And you're about to leave, and they go, oh, by the way, can I have some Viagra? Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes patients aren't upfront with you. So don't write down the first thing they say. Wait till you've actually done the entire interview, and then do the chief complaint. Use open-ended questions where appropriate. Give the patient time to talk. Use leading questions when a patient would naturally be reticent to ask to answer those things. So, you know, how much alcohol do you drink in a week? More is better than do you drink. How do you take this medication instead of do you take this the right way? Or do you take this once a day? Unless you're tricking them. Yeah. Where they're supposed to take it twice a day, and you say, do you take it once a day? Oh, yes. I gotcha. That's, you know, that might break a little bit of the rapport we talked about the other day. So I wouldn't go with that method. Ask the patient to bring all of their medication bottles to the visit. Embarrassment on your part is going to lead to embarrassment on the patient's part, especially when you're talking about things like bajingos and doodads and howdy-doos. So, you know, you can tell the patient, you know, these questions are a little bit personal. I know you might feel a little bit embarrassed, but I need to ask you these questions so that we can provide good care for you. And then just go ahead and ask the questions. But if you are like, do you ever have sex with, or you never have sex with other men, do you? Yeah. You're not going to get good answers, so you're not going to be able to take good care of the patient. So, embarrassment on your part leads to embarrassment on their part. All right, review of systems. The last part of a complete health history is what we call a review of systems. Now, review of systems is a series of questions about various body systems. So, here are these systems. Now, there are other ways to arrange systems in the body, but this is what Medicare says are systems for the purpose of review of systems, so we'll just go with what they say so we don't have to make up our own. So we have constitutional, eyes, ears, nose, throat, mouth, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, integumentary, skin and breast, neurological, psychiatric, endocrine, hematologic, lymphatic, and allergic, immunologic. So, the rules of a review of systems. If you review a system, you're supposed to ask all of the questions in that system. So if you just ask one or two questions, you can't call it a review of system. You can just call it a focused history. If you have to ask all the questions in that system. You don't need to know the rest of that. That would be more for if you're billing for these purposes, but you won't do that. All right, constitutional. You want to ask about the usual state of health, any fever, chills, usual weight, changes in weight, weakness, fatigue, sweats, exposure to radiation or pollutants, sleeping habits, snoring, and sleep apnea. Any questions? What's sleep apnea? Okay. So what's apnea mean? What did we say dyspnea was earlier? So dys means bad. It actually means dark. So dysaster is a dark aster, which is a dark star. Dark stars are evil, I guess. So dyspnea means bad. Pnea meaning air, like pneumatic. So bad breathing. So here we have A. What does A mean? Not. So not breathing. So sleep apnea is when a person stops breathing in the middle of the night. Typically, this is what a person with sleep apnea will kind of sound like. And they have, you know, that was a small pause, but they can have fairly long pauses and they'll actually stop breathing. And typically what happens is when they wake up, guess what they feel like? They feel like they haven't slept at all. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I feel like I just didn't sleep. Because they can't get good night's rest because of this sleep apnea. Now, typically, is a patient going to tell you they have sleep apnea? Who's going to tell you? Their wife, or occasionally their husband. It's more common in men, though. All right, eyes. Want to ask about eyeglasses and contacts, current vision, changes in vision, double vision. What's the word for double vision? It's di for two, plopia. So diplopia. You want to see double? All right. Hold your finger in front of your face and concentrate on your finger. Now, while you're concentrating on your finger, how many of me do you see? The only thing scarier than one of me is two of me. All right. Excessive tearing, dryness of the eyes. What's, never mind, pain in your eyes. When was the last time a person had an eye exam? Photophobia. What's photophobia? Sensitivity to light. Unusual sensations. Is a person seeing strange things? The eye. Redness of the eyes. Discharge. Infections. History of glaucoma. Cataracts. What's a cataract? Yeah, it's a growth on the lens that makes it more difficult to see. We have to show you one more thing to log into today. Isn't that fun? Injuries. Any eye injuries? All right, ears. Hearing impairment. What was that? Hearing what? Oh, impairment. So, does the person use a hearing aid? Do they have any discharge from their ears? Ew. Lightheadedness. Why does lightheadedness appear in here? Because the middle ear is responsible for balance. Pain in the ears. Tinnitus. What's tinnitus? Okay, so it's the ringing in your ears, especially after a loud noise like a rock concert or going clubbing last night. Now, why do we call it tinnitus and not tinnitus? Because it's not inflammation of the ear. And notice that there are two N's. So it's tinnitus. Infections of the ear and surgeries. All right, nose. What's epistaxis? Got to work on those medical terminologies, huh? Well, it is a nosebleed. So, infections, discharge, frequency of colds, nasal obstructions, congestion, history of injury, septal deviation, sinus infections, hay fever, and rhinorrhea. What did we say rhinorrhea was? Runny nose. What's the difference between rhinorrhea and congestion? Okay, congestion is a stuffy nose, and rhinorrhea is mucus discharge. Now, congestion in the nose, we'll see some of that when we actually look up each other's noses in a couple weeks. But congestion is actually caused by the nasal passages narrowing. So they get swollen, and that's what causes the congestion. Whereas rhinorrhea is mucus discharge, which ordinarily should be what color? Clear. Should be like thin, watery substance. Should not be opaque or cloudy or green, brown, purple. All right. Okay, purple's kind of unusual. All right, mouth and throat. Dentition. What is dentition? Teeth. So, does a person have all their teeth? What do the teeth look like? Last dental appointment, condition of gums, bleeding gums, frequent or sore gums, burning of the tongue, known as dysglossia, foul taste, known as dysgeusia, hoarseness, voice changes, post-nasal drip, and thrush. What is post-nasal drip? Yeah, it's when you're having rhinorrhea, but instead of coming out here, it's going down the back of the throat and can often make a person have a sore throat. What's thrush? Isn't that a bird? Well, AIDS can cause it, but it's not AIDS. Yep, AIDS patients are more likely to get it, but what is it? An overgrowth of candida. Fungus, candida, yes. The same thing that causes yeast infections in a woman's vagina is the same thing that can cause yeast infections in the mouth, candida albicans. You have yeast growing all over your body even as we speak, but ordinarily you have bacteria and other stuff that keeps it in check. In people who are immunosuppressed or have taken antibiotics that have killed off some of those ordinary bacteria, or just anything else that suppresses the immune system, you can get overgrowth of yeast. We call it a yeast infection or candidiasis. If it's in the mouth, we call it thrush. And what you're going to get is you're going to get a overgrowth of this white, gross, crusty stuff growing all over their mouth and tongue. We'll show you pictures when we do get to that section. All right, next we have respiratory, pain, cough, pleurisy. What's pleurisy? Okay, it's a pain that's usually caused by inflammation of the pleura. What's the pleura? Membrane surrounding your lungs. Now, the defining feature of pleurisy is that a person can go, it hurts right there. They know exactly where it hurts. It's not a, it kind of hurts around, or it hurts right there. And it usually is going to hurt worse when the person takes a breath in. So it's kind of like they feel okay, and then they go, ow, it hurts. Ow, it hurts. It hurts right there. That's pleurisy. Dyspnea. Difficulty breathing. SOB. Shortness of breath. Not son of a... Shortness of breath. Sputum. It is mucus, but where does it come from? Comes from the bronchi and the lungs. So, this... That's saliva. Or maybe some nose mucus. When we talk about sputum, you gotta... and get it from down there. That's sputum. Tuberculosis... Well, it's a disease caused by... So, what's another name for tuberculosis? What was the old name for it? Consumption. Yes, it was in Fool's Gold. Isn't that drinking too much? All right. Asthma. Bronchitis. Hemoptysis. What is hemoptysis? Coughing up blood. Anytime you see the word hemo at the beginning, that means blood. So hemoptysis is coughing up blood. Next we have wheezing. What's wheezing? I can't do it right now. But it's kind of like a whistling musical noise, usually at the end of an inspiration or at the end of an expiration. Kind of like that. Last, CXR. CXR is abbreviation for chest x-ray. And you're going to see this quite often, probably in the hospital. PPD. What is a PPD? It is a tuberculosis test. So a person gets injected with a little bit of tuberculosis protein under their skin, and then you wait 2 days and you see how much it's hardened. You're going to get one of those just in a couple weeks if you haven't had one in the last year. BCG is a vaccine for tuberculosis. It's not used in this country because it doesn't really work that well, but in a lot of third world countries they use it. Causes a nice big scar.
Is it just collagen if we have that, right?
You can. Not always. Yeah. So.